James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Bulldogs are flying second on the ladder after a 6-1 start. We're joined by their high flyer, Hayden Crozier.
Our next guest spends the majority of a footy game standing on people's heads.
Big climb!
Please welcome, from the Western Bulldogs, Hayden Crozier.
Immaculately called that massive mark too. Pat Crows, welcome to you.
You are such a flop.
Thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Now, a little hiccup for the Dogs, but not a problem. You're going beautifully. It must be a good place to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great start by us. And I think the best thing about it is we know we've got so much more to improve on. And obviously on the weekend was a little bit of a hiccup, but we've reviewed a lot of the game and there's a lot of things that we can take out of the game that we can move on next week. And yeah, really looking forward to it.
Is it good, Haydos, to drop one every, 6 or 7 weeks or not?
Well, ideally, we wouldn't want to lose any, but I think it's almost a good little reality check. Not that our group was getting ahead of themselves or anything, no. But it's always good to come up against obviously strong opposition, and Richmond have been the benchmark for a lot of years now. So we can take a few things out from the weekend's game and look to improve this week.
About to say, no disgrace losing to Richmond, by the way.
No. But I'm just thinking Melbourne. You know, they've been up for a long time, Sydney this week. So the Tigers, they got serious, didn't they, after half-time? And I was talking about it yesterday. They just swarm you. They drive you mad. They're bloody out. They're just all around you, aren't they?
Yeah, their pressure's obviously been the benchmark for a long time. And we held up well in the first half. We probably didn't make the most of our opportunities probably going forward, but really neither did they. So it was a bit of a scrappy game early. But, yeah, obviously they came out really strong in the third quarter and there were sort of bits of our game defensively and offensively with the ball where we sort of were a bit stagnated in the second half. So, yeah, full credit to them, though. They were great.
Hey, Bevo, keeping you honest, he doesn't mind throwing the team around.
Oh. Yeah, I know he does change it up a little bit, but I think the strength of our group is the ability of guys to play multiple positions. So we've obviously got a lot of depth at the club at the moment. Guys that are playing in the seconds are going really well too. They're undefeated, so it's obviously a strong sign of a good group.
Mitchie Wallace, by the way, leading goal scorer last year. Can't find his way into the 22.
And he's vice-captain too.
Yeah, it's been tough for spots this year, definitely. And not only Mitch Wallace, there's a lot of guys that are playing in the seconds that are playing great footy. So it's certainly got the boys in the best 22 on their heels, that's for sure.
Tim English, he come back this week?
All signs are looking that way. Yeah. We've obviously been pretty cautious with Timmy as you know, with head knocks being so serious nowadays, and with the hit itself, him being out cold. So he's ticking off a few things as the week goes on, and we'll probably find out more later in the week with Timmy. I think they're just taking it pretty easy with him at the moment, but he's got a few things to tick off later in the week and hopefully can get up.
How far away from Jamara Ugle-Hagan are we? Because we're all selfish. We're not inside the tent at your amazing footy club. We just want to see him strut his stuff.
Yeah, Jamara's been playing some great footy in the twos at the moment, and something that's a real strength of Jamara is just him rocking up week in, week out. And also there's going to be disappointments of not being not playing in the ones at the moment, but he's put together some great performances and someone who looks to get better every day. And he's certainly very close. I mean, he keeps stringing together good performances. And the boys in the ones, as I said before, will be on their toes. And hopefully we'll see Jamara very soon.
Get out the Roeville much?
I do, yeah. I head out there a little bit, just have dinner with mum and dad every now and then. It's always a great part of the world, mate. God's country out there in Roeville.
Is your dad Sri Lankan?
He is, yeah.
Ooh, does he love his cricket?
He loves his cricket, mate. Absolutely.
Ravi Ratnaga.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be more a Kumar Sangakkara man, I'd imagine.
Yeah, Sangakkara drives around. He was a left-hander, so he reckons he's had one of the best cover drives going around. Up there with Mike Hussey, so he talks about it a fair bit.
Bill, Sangakkara is as good a player as there's been in recent times. Last 25 years, he was a magnificent player. What else happens at Roeville? It'd be pretty scrubby out there.
Oh, Jim, it's a lovely spot.
What, pretty rough, you reckon?
Bit rough out at Knox Field and Lister Field and those sort of joints.
Nah, it's all pretty good out there, mate. So it's the next tour act, I think.
So you're not living there, Haydos?
No, I'm not living
there. The next tour act, you're not living there.
Not far from Upway, of course, where we went out there, of course, Bill, and helped them put a brand new facility together. Hey, Crows, we're just talking about the big screamers. And as a kid, you used to take them all the time. Yes. All your highlight reel when you were coming into being drafted was these massive hangers. It's been a while.
It certainly has been a while. I was telling a few of the boys before, must be the old legs. I've been in the system for a little bit, so I can't get quite off the ground like I used to. But, hopefully I can get up soon and hold one. It'd be nice.
Hey, what's going on with these young blokes with the mullet? You've had a different hair issues, as we all have, but what's going on with these mullets, Haydolf?
Oh, well, to be honest with you, if my hair could keep growing, I'd actually do the same thing. But unfortunately, it's as I said, getting a bit older, it's all falling out. But yeah, the mullet's definitely in at the moment. Geez. There's a few boys rolling around. You'll if you see Cody Waitman, the haircut that he's rolled in the club yesterday. Oh my God! You should have a look at this thing. He's gone the Joe Dirt front cut with the mullet. And, yeah, it's all the boys had a good laugh when he walked in, but he thinks it looks good, so good on him. They're definitely a confident bunch, young boys. Yeah.
Smithy and Nort, see, they're all over the place at your joint. Now, there must be no mirror room.
I don't know, mate. It's their choice. I think they think it looks good. Well, so be it, but I don't know. I probably couldn't write one myself.
And Carlton this week, that's another big game. They're all big, aren't they? But this is a good one because they bounce back a bit and they've got some very good players. Sam Walsh and Harry Mackay's on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. They were very good on the weekend. And I think over the last few years, Carlton's had our measures in a lot of the games. So we know it's definitely a danger game. And they've got guys through all three lines, forward, back, mid, that can really change the game. So, yeah, it's going to be a great test this week, and hopefully we can bounce back from last weekend and implement some things we're trying to work on this week.
Well done on everything you're doing out there. The club is going just beautifully. Good luck. Big game against the Blues.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.